This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. The National FFA organization is expanding its reach. We'll have more right after this.
With the combined voices of over 7,000 Iowa corn farmer members, including myself, the Iowa Corn Growers Association works to ensure agricultural policy issues are addressed at both the state and federal levels. ICGA policy development is a member-driven process that determines state and federal priorities each year. Issues begin at the grassroots level before being elevated to state at the grassroots summit and nationally at Commodity Classic. Ethanol taxes and trade are just a few of the issues Iowa corn growers are prioritizing in 2025. Join the conversation and let your voice be heard. Visit iowacorn.org to join today.
FFA alum Aaron Wetzel recently took over as the 2025 chairman of the National FFA Sponsors Board. Wetzel is the vice president of production and precision agriculture with John Deere, where he spent over 35 years. Wetzel said technology curiosity will be a big focus for the board moving forward.
One of those is around technological curiosity. How do we build comfort with technology solutions in young people? How do they begin to see opportunities of where technology can augment the productivity and help students succeed? Career opportunities is another area of focus for us. And how do we develop programming within the National FFA that supports career alternatives from typically college-bound students, but people who want to live in rural communities and want to have a rewarding career for themselves? We think that there are many opportunities for many of the member companies who are serving customers in the rural communities and need people that are highly capable and comfortable with technology and are able to serve those customers.
Another important task for the board is to make sure everyone knows they belong in FFA, no matter where they're from or their background.
We want to make sure that FFA continues to support its sense of belonging. I think that's something that has made FFA unique over its nearly 100-year history, and that is creating an inclusive environment where students can come and learn, can thrive, but most importantly, have a sense of belonging that they're welcomed by others.
Wetzel said engagement is another important focus for the sponsors board.
How do we really continue to drive further support financially from companies, but how do we bring in new organizations that may not be familiar with the purpose of FFA and engage with that programming to help really support agricultural education across the United States?
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.